Mominin, we are continuing Surah Maryam, and the verse I recited is verse number 24. Before I continue that, today is for Shaban. It is the birthday of Bibi Zainab Salamullah Alaha, and on the third Shaban is for the birthday of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. I congratulate all the Mumineen about these auspicious days, mashallah. And this is the month of Shaban, the month of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a blessed month. We pray to Allah that Allah give us tawfiqah to continue this tafsir. And the verse I recited is the verse number 24. Then call out unto her from beneath her. Grieve not, verily your Lord has made a stream to flow beneath you. So what we were continuing was that when Bibi Maryam was going through the labor pain, and she was very hopeless and crying, and she was wishing that she was dead. And this pain and agony, Jesus was born. And what Mizan says that when Jesus was born, when he was born, after his birth, he said to his mother, that's this word which is coming, grieve not, verily your Lord has made a stream to flow beneath you, is actually Jesus telling mother. Because he was concerned about his mother. This was Allah's miracle. فَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْعٍ نَخَلَتِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطْبًا جَنِيًّا. And shake the trunk of the palm tree towards yourself, it will drop you fresh ripe dates. And also Jesus said that you should shake the trunk of the palm tree towards yourself, it will drop on you fresh ripe dates. See, when she used to be in the mosque, fruits used to come to her, you know, we know that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was one stage, and this is a stage of her pain and agony, and Allah is testing her to a degree that Jesus says that you have to shake the trunk of this date tree so that you can get fresh ripe dates. So she had to shake the trunk tree. It didn't come automatically. It was a testing from Allah. But on the same token, there was a great miracle going on, that palm tree, that date tree was dry. There were no leaves. Allah put with the miracle. That date tree became the live tree, and the green leaves came, and the fresh dates started falling down after her shaking, you know. So that was a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mullah Ali says the best food for the pregnant woman is fresh dates, and there is no medical treatment for her better than dates. That is the best thing somebody can have while they are pregnant. That Gabriel, which is Jibril, stamped on the earth, and the stream started flowing. So those were two great miracles, like a stream coming out beneath her, and then she was having fresh dates to eat. قَرِّعَيْنَا فَإِمَّا تَرِيَنِّي مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلْرَحْمَانِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. So eat and drink and refresh your eye. And if you meet any mortal, say, verily I have vowed a fast to the beneficent. So never shall I speak today with any human being. So Allah says, فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي, eat and drink. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا, and refresh your eyes. What is the meaning of refreshing eye? Means be happy. Because she was so sad. So Allah wanted to make her happy. Because when you are sad and depressed, you will not eat and drink. Allah says, now you have to be happy and eat and drink. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you meet any mortal, because Allah wanted to protect her from any kind of accusation. So first Allah took care of her pain and anguish and sadness, and gave her the best food available for the pregnant lady. And then Allah is also protecting protecting her when she goes back to the community of any kind of accusation. So Allah protected, said, verily I have vowed nadar, a fast to them, to the beneficent. At that time in the community there was this kind of vow going on that, you know, like keeping a fast of not talking, you know. At that time it was very common. Now it is not, like our fourth Imam says, that now it is not allowed to have the fasting of just not eating. No, fasting of not talking. Now is different. So about fasting, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says about fasting, verily fasting is not merely to restrain oneself from eating and drinking alone, Imam says. So therefore protect your tongue, restrain your eyes from whatever is sin, be not envious of each other, and do not get into conflict. So fasting includes everything. Just not eating and not drinking is not fasting for a Muslim ummah. You have to stop your tongue, you have to stop your eyes, you stop your heart from all these kind of sins. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِتِّ شَيْءٍ فَرِيًّا. Then she brought the child to her people, carrying him. They said, verily, you have done a very indecent thing. See, when she brought the child, they said that you have done a very indecent thing. They accused her. This is, and that's what she was afraid of. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when a believer accuses his brother, faith will dissolve away from his heart like salt will dissolve in the water. That's how bad it is. Imam Ali says that calumny means bohtan, charge against a pious is heavier than the skies. It is so bad. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, calumny means accusing, false accusation against the pious is heavier than firm mountains. It is so bad. So they accused her right there. And that's why she was so sad about it. Because how she's going to explain everybody what happened? Nobody will believe her. But Allah was protecting. Ya ukhta Harun ma kana abuki imra'a saw'in wa ma kanat ummiki baghiya. Oh, sister of Aaron, your father was not a bad man, nor was your mother an unchaste woman. That's what they said to her. Your father was, see, that's how they were torturing her. That, oh, sister of Aaron, neither your father was a bad man, nor was your mother an unchaste woman. That means, why did you do this? And that's what she was afraid of, and Allah is protecting her. So now, the discussion is that when one of the companion of a prophet went to Najran, the people asked of Najran that why Quran said sister of Aaron, although sister, she was far away from, many generations away from Aaron, how Allah says Maryam being sister of Aaron. So when he asked this question, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet said, didn't you tell them that at that time people used to keep the names and call the names from the prophet and the good people of the community. So there are a lot of narrations about why she was called the sister of Aaron. One could be because of the prophet Aaron, because she was coming from the generation. Or one opinion was that there was a very good man who was called Aaron in that time of the community, so she was called sister of Aaron. One narration is that maybe that her step brother was Aaron, so that's why she was called Aaron. One idea is that in the community there was a very bad person named Aaron, and she was called Aaron because of accusing her. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ سَبِيًّا. Then Mary pointed to him, they said, how shall we speak to one who is yet a child in the cradle? So she was already protected by saying that I have a vow of not talking, and then she points out to the babe, the child who was in the cradle. So they started saying that how could we speak to somebody who is in the cradle? So Allah is protecting her, and further it says qala inni abdullah atani al kitab wa ja'alni nabiyya. He said, verily I am a servant of Allah, he has given me the book and made me a prophet. Subhanallah, he said that. He spoke from the cradle. Allah showed the miracle. Allah protected. How much Allah allowed Bibi Maryam? He gave her a drink. He gave her the fruit, the best fruit. He protected her. And Allah allowed her so much that Jesus started talking to protect her mother chastity. Now you got to get a lesson from here. Bibi Maryam loved Allah so much, Allah protected her. What makes us feel that if we take the Allah's cause and if we love Allah, Allah will not protect us? It is that our problem is that we don't love Allah so much. We don't trust Allah so much. That's why we have problem with our life. But Allah shows this story to tell us that I help my people. Allah help Bibi Maryam. Allah help Jesus. Allah help Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The mission is spread. What makes us feel that if we do serve Islam, Allah will not help us? This Quran is not just for reading. You have to get to yourself that how I can get connected to these verses in my life. So he said, first sentence Allah, he said, Jesus, verily I am a servant of Allah, which people dispute about it, right? He has given in the book. He says, I have been given the book, made me a prophet. He was made a prophet. When he was born, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said he was a prophet. He was not a messenger. And he became silent till the age of two, then he spoke again at the age of two. So the miracle of his talking was when he was in a cradle, then he kept quiet till the age of two. And then at that time, the Hujjat of Allah was Zakariya alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, after 2 year old, when he was 2 year old, Prophet Zakariya died. He passed away from this world. Then Yahya alayhi salam became the Hujjat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the age of seven, when Jesus was 7 year old, he became the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahi started coming, revelation started coming, and then he became the Hujjat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over Yahya alayhi salam, because Allah gave him the higher and higher rank. وَجَعَلْنِي مُبَارَكَمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْفَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And he has made me blessed wherever I am, wherever I may be, and he has enjoined on me prayer and almsgiving so long as I live. Subhanallah, he said that I am blessed wherever I am. What is the meaning of blessing? Means wherever I am, I'm going to give you good. I'm going to teach you gospel. I'm going to show you how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you benefit from me. And two things he said. He has enjoined me prayer and almsgiving, zakah, so long as I live. These are the two pillars of Islam. The main pillars of Islam, which he talked about it. First he says, I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, prayer and almsgiving. Somebody asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what is most below thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, after the knowledge and the ma'rifah of Allah, is the salat most below to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then verse continues, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَّمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا and kind to my mother, and he has not made me arrogant, unblessed. Who is Jabbar? Mizan says Jabbar is the one who asks people to do things, but somebody gives advice, he does not listen to them. That's called Jabbar. So he said that Allah asked me to be kind to my mother because he did not have a father, and has not made me arrogant, unblessed. So there are a lot of narration about these verses, about what is the importance of prayer is, and how is the importance of parent is. Prophet ﷺ says, the most beloved thing which Allah are, prayer at its time, then kindness to parents, and the holy struggle in the way of Allah. Three things. Subhanallah. First thing is prayer at the time, kindness to parents, and holy struggle in the way of Allah. Prophet says, the one who takes his prayer lightly is not from me, nor by Allah, such a person will not reach me by the pool of abundance, Hawza Kawthar. If somebody takes prayer lightly, he will not meet Prophet at the Hawza Kawthar. Imam Ali says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, the pillars of Islam are three. One of which is useful without, no. None of which is useful without the other two. They are prayers, almsgiving, and the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt, guardianship. These are the three things Imam says. They have to be three together. All three should be included in the package. Prayer, zakat, salat, zakat, and wilayah. Prophet ﷺ says, he who obeys his parents and his Lord will be in the highest position in the paradise. If we want to go to highest position in paradise, obey your parents and obey your Lord. Prophet says, the person who likes his lifetime to be prolonged and his sustenance to be increased, then he should be kind to his parents and visit his kins. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وَلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أَبْعَثُ حَيَّا. And peace be on me the day I was born and the day I die and the day I shall be raised alive. He did three salam to himself. There's a difference between salam of Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist, and Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. Both have three salam by Allah when they were born, when they die, and they'll be raised again on the judgment day. Three salam. Peace on them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's a difference. But Mizan explained. Salam which came to Isa alayhi salam came with Al, with the D. There was a definite article on that. Means this salam is a very special salam compared to other salam. It has more compressive mercy. Second thing is that for Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist, Allah sent him salam. For Isa alayhi salam, in this verse, he sent salam to himself. MashaAllah, his position is so high. Dalik Isa ibn Maryam, Qulul Haqqul Ladhi Fihi Yamtarun, Ma Kana Lillahi An Yatikhudu Min Walad, Subhanahu Ida Qada Amram Fa Innama Yaqulu Lahu Kun Fayakun. This is the Jesus, son of Mary, a statement of truth concerning which they doubt. It is not befitting to Allah that he should beget a son. Glory to be him. When he decrees a thing, he only says into be and it is. See, Allah is explaining, this is Jesus, son of Mary, a statement of truth concerning which they doubt. These Christians are fighting to you that he is the son of God. Allah says, I explain you everything what he said when he was born. He said, I am a servant of God. So Allah says that is a strength of truth. Allah says, I am the truth, I am the haq, and I am saying the haq which they have been doubting. Allah says, it is not befitting to Allah that he should beget a son. Who wants to beget a son? Mizan explains well that a man wants to have a son in the hoping that one day the son is going to assist him when he grow old. Allah doesn't need any assistance. Allah doesn't need any help. Allah explained it further. Glory to him. Subhanahu. When he decrees a thing, he only says unto it be and it is. Allah says, I don't need any help. I don't need any son. I don't need any assistant. I just say be and things happen in the universe. That's the beauty of Allah. And the one who has ma'raf of Allah, who has a knowledge of Allah, with this statement, he gets so much in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you have the glory. You just say be and be happens in the whole universe. What do you want? It happens. Your be is not the be of talking. Your be is be of action. You do action and things happen. You are so beautiful. You are so akbar. You are so much. We love you so much. We give everything for you because of your greatest status in the universe. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Then what Jesus says in Quran, and Quran says that وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعَبَدُهُ هَذَا ثِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. And verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship him. This is the straight path. Jesus was in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي, he is my Lord and he is your Lord, so worship him. فَعَبَدُهُ, worship him. This is the straight path, Jesus said, because he loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. What kind of ibadat, what kind of worship Jesus used to do? That he used to eat grass, he did not have a house, he used to sleep outside. He loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. There was a love of Allah. He worshipped Allah so much. That was his love and his worship. When he said, Rabbi, my Lord, we call Rabbi, my Lord. Jesus called Rabbi. He says in a different way than we say, because our tie to Allah is different than the tie of Jesus to Allah. When he says Rabbi and he sacrifices life, what we saw. But I'm talking talking today about Ahlul Bayt. We have first Shaban, we have third Shaban. We see the love of Jesus, what he sacrificed. We see the love of Ahlul Bayt, how they had connection with Allah. When Imam Hussain said Rabbi, how he said Rabbi. We talked about the religion, the prayer and the zakat. These are the pillars of Islam. We see the Rabbi, how Imam Hussain said Rabbi, how Bibi Zainab said Rabbi, how Abul Fazal said Rabbi when he was getting martyred. We see what kind of salat Imam Hussain said with the Rabbi and the waqt of Asr. And we see his zakat. We saw his zakat of giving his sons for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the Rabbi, for my Lord. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.